Senator, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tony. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Well, thank you. Talk about and we're talking with Senator Glenn Anderson. Talk about the pink ribbon license plate. And before you do that, give us your background, how you became involved with breast cancer because of your mom.
Well, Tony, my mother was diagnosed a number of years back, and when I was a member of the Michigan House, and I saw this as, and then since that time, my daughter, my wife got involved in raising money. They participated in fundraising activities down here in Southeast Michigan, and I saw this as one opportunity to do something to help the cause, and decided to pursue it. And as a matter of fact, I introduced the bill this past week, or this week on Wednesday. I had every member of the Senate signed on as co-sponsors, and the enrolling clerk told us that was the first time that's happened in at least 10 years that she's been employed there.
Well, Senate Bill 389 is the only bill to receive co-sponsorship in more than 10 years. Where does the bill sit now? I would imagine this is going to fly through the sessions it needs to.
It was actually assigned to a committee yesterday, which was assigned to the Transportation Committee, which is the Policy Committee. I actually sit on the Appropriations Committee for Transportation, but typically bills like this would be referred to the Policy Committee. So that's where it's at now. I'm working with the chair, Senator Tom Casperson, from the Upper Peninsula, to try to get it scheduled for a hearing. I'm hopeful that that'll happen next week, but I know we do have an abbreviated schedule next week because we're going to have a pretty packed schedule next week because of the budgets coming out of the conference committee. So we have to deal with all those in a matter of 2 days, actually. And on the third day, on Thursday, we have a planned Memorial Day observance service for ceremonial service for our veterans.
This bill will provide for the development of a fundraising license plate benefiting Michigan's breast cancer and cervical cancer control program. The bill, as the senator mentioned, is House Bill number 389, and I can only imagine that this will be successful and will raise a lot of money. Let's talk about some other issues. I want to just get your take on the education bill. We've found that the state's going to have more funds than it thought, and some of those funds are going to be put back into education. Do you agree with that?
Just a quick thing. It is Senate Bill 389, not the House bill.
Oh, okay.
But they are numbered in different ways, so House bills would be four digits anyway.
Okay.
But and just a quick plug that, you know, it raised over $3.3 million in Florida when one of these plates was introduced since 2002 to 2000. In 8 years, it's raised over $3 million. So I believe it'll be one of the most successful fundraising license plates the state's ever seen. And moving on to the other question that you had about education funding, I know we have been pressing hard. Democrats have been pressing hard to get the administration to move more money over to education. There was unnecessary to raid the school aid fund as they did, and had that not happened, we wouldn't be in the problem that we're in with school aid funding. And so we have a situation now that there has been, I believe, a general agreement, but on a one-sided agreement with the Republicans themselves to increase the funding for our schools. But unfortunately, they decided to micromanage our schools and basically say, we're going to give you this money, but this is where it has to go. And unfortunately, I find that to be unfortunate because I think our school districts can make decisions about where they need to spend the money. And if you do it per the foundation grant, gives them greater flexibility, because I think Lansing has a tendency to have a cookie-cutter approach for every thing they do, and we all know that different school districts have different situations.
The governor is planning on taking $200 million of this surplus of more than $400 million to New York bond agencies. He wants to do what he can to improve the state's bond rating. Do you agree with that, or do you think that money should put back in should be put back into education?
Well, I think we have a lot of things that were cut and that still have been cut. He's only addressing the foundation grant. There are millions, I believe it would probably be in the hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't have the figure at my fingertips, are certain categoricals that were eliminated by the governor. My understanding is there's going to be a very tiny amount of money, just a few million dollars, put into the categoricals. And that will not address the problem that we have with a lot of school districts, that we'll see a huge funding loss because of the elimination of those. I do agree that that we need to demonstrate that we're getting the state on a solid footing, and to be able to do this and to improve our credit rating is, I think, an admirable thing, and that we should try to do that. But we also, shifting the taxes in his tax plan from corporations over to individuals and retirees, I think is a bad policy.
Then, final question for you. If we didn't take the funds from there to help balance the budget, where could we find the funding?
Well, actually, there wouldn't have been as serious a problem. I mean, we could have, if the governor's proposal, tax proposal, had been modified to not, he's eliminating taxes entirely on non-stockholder share companies, two other LLCs and other corporations, eliminating their tax liability entirely. So if that were not done and they were kept at the same level, we wouldn't have to make these cuts.
Senator Glenn Anderson represents Garden City, Livonia, Redford Township, and Westland. Senator, thanks so much. We appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you, Tony.